It's like, I just can't, like, I just totally can't, like, okay, like, so, like, say goodbye.
Oh, good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott. Okay. I'm sorry, I felt very low energy today. I didn't mean to.
You didn't seem low energy
okay, great.
To me, Zoe. Let me stop my recording.
Yes.
Let me save the file. I'm going to export my audio. I'm going to export it as TDE 2011. What is the date? 24. Son of a motherfucking titty sucking bitch. Oh, Daniel started screen sharing. Wait, it's hold the phone. Hold the phone.
That's Chris Hemsworth. Oh.
Once again, they're too built. These people are too built. And I have no interest in that. Well, I shouldn't say I wouldn't kick them out of bed, for fuck's sake, but once again, I'm happily married.
You just heard it that you have no interest in Chris Hemsworth whatsoever. Let's see. But Tom Holland.
And he does indeed have little nipples. See, you're pulling up people that are the youngins now. He's cute.
Yeah, Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
I wouldn't know if he threw his web all over me, I wouldn't have known that was who that is.
Spider-Man. Where Tom Holland got his start in acting?
Where?
He was Billy Elliot in the West End in London.
Look at that.
Let's see. Do we have a shirtless picture of Tom Holland? I don't think I've ever seen Tom Holland's nipples.
For just a one-liner joke, we made a segment out of that fucking thing.
There we go. Yeah, I have seen him. He was in Spider-Man. Yeah, he's got tiny nipples.
Tiny nipples.
On the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was fun.
Wonder how big Chris Christie's nipples are.
Jesus Christ. You know what?
What?
I don't.
You don't wonder?
I don't wonder. How do I stop? How do I stop sharing? Stop
I don't
sharing.
Know. Stop it.
Hello, I want to stop sharing now.
Stop sharing.
I'm done sharing. I don't want to share anymore.
Sharing.
I don't want to share anymore. Why won't you let me stop?
God, if you're asking the question, we are fucked.
It's because I moved to another screen. And there's usually a thing. There's usually a thing. Oh my God. Stop. I don't know how to stop sharing my screen.
Well, at least
you're just
going
to have
porn.
To look there at. Oh, by the way, today is the day.
What day is that?
Today is the day. Let's pop this over here. I brought this up over on level 13, but you have not replied to it. Pluto.
Resplied.
You haven't replied. You haven't. Pluto TV just
Drop
launched.
In. It's free.
Yeah, Pluto TV just launched 6 new classic TV channels. They have a Happy Days channel, which plays all 9 seasons of Happy Days, plus the 4 seasons of Mork and Mindy, plus the, you know, all one. They have a One Day at a Time channel, which currently is playing the All in the Family. Was One Day at a Time a spinoff of All in the Family?
No.
They have a Three's Company channel. This is the thing that threw me, though. The Love Boat channel. Did you know there were 10 fucking seasons of The Love Boat?
Doesn't surprise me.
10 fucking seasons of The Love Boat.
Yeah.
These are my good buddies, girlfriend Isaac. Fellas.
You know, that's Bernie Coppell.
Yes.
Hi.
Playing the doctor. And mm-hmm. Bernie Coppell, to me, truly, I'm not kidding, this is not a joke, has always been an unsung, really, really talented actor. I've always respected the fuck out of him. Which leads me to this story.
Yes.
Several years ago, I don't even remember how many, but several years ago, my nephew came to me and said, Uncle Scott, I want to do this play, and I want you to do it with me. And I want us to produce it and put it up at a small theater in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. My nephew was working for the voiceover agent.
Right, yes.
In the
voiceover.
Accounting department. So he had connections to all the people that voiceover represented, mm-hmm. one of whom was Bernie Capel. Oh. I was also at that time, I was not represented by that. I was represented by my current agent, who is the exact opposite, just an angel. She's the Fezziwig to Scrooge. Now, we produce this play, my nephew and myself, and Drew directs it beautifully, and it really, really gave me an opportunity to do something that I don't get a lot of opportunities to do, and that is to do a very serious, straight, that means without music, a very serious play, mm-hmm. with very serious moments and a lot of chances to show emotion. So we did this play, and I did it, and I came out after one of the performances, and standing with other people who were throwing praise on me, mm-hmm. was standing in the middle of them was Bernie Capel, and he walked up to Ooh. Me and very quietly said, That was excellent. You really are talented. And then turned around and walked away. And I pants splattered.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that.
Doc.
It's very similar to when I met John Fiedler, who was one of my idols and who saw me in a show and
Is
said.
He Arthur's son?
Haven't we been through that over and over? Isn't that the joke that you pull out of your anus every time I talk about this? No, he's his brother. Anyway, Bernie Capel, who I have loved
my
whole life.
By the way, it would be the joke that you popped out of your anus. It's the Arthur Fiedler.
Oh, wow. No, you popped out of your Boston butt. See, because it's Boston.
Yeah, no,
pops.
I got a Boston pop show.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Can I talk more about my
Yeah, please
talent?
Do. So, okay. Doc from the Love Boat said that you were excellent.
Yes. And I was incredibly, incredibly moved because he didn't need to hang around
right.
after the show because he had already talked to Michael, my nephew.
Right. Well, that seems like
he was a very nice guy.
Now, yeah. Didn't you also say that you had a run in with Jeffrey Tambor? And didn't you say he was also very nice?
I saw him at a Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Tambor, and he was very nice because I think I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt, as I always wear Hawaiian shirts. And every time you walk into Trader Joe's with a Hawaiian shirt on, people think you work there.
Right.
So I ended up just memorizing where everything was, and when they'd ask, I'd say it's over there on aisle 2. Have a nice day, fun.
Did he ask you where something was?
No, I don't remember. I think he just talked. I can't remember if I said something to him. That was a great show, the Larry Sanders Show. That was a great show.
That show was ahead of its time. Yeah, I was rewatching it, and it kind of holds up. Other than occasionally they'll pull out some really dated old cell phone that's like 9,000 pounds or something. But
yeah.
And they have rotary phones on their desk. But other than that, I think that show holds up pretty well. The same thing with Frasier. Frasier holds up pretty well.
I've never seen a single episode of Frasier because I don't like him.
Yes.
He's a pompous prick.
Yes, but I don't care about him. I care about Frasier, which is a character written by other people.
I often have difficulty separating the artist from the art, which is not a good thing. I should be able to completely separate the artist from the art.
You should.
But I often can't, especially the more egregious of the conservative assholes and criminals. I can't listen to Michael Jackson stuff at all. I can't. In a lot of instances like that, I won't. I am unable.
So, smooth criminal by Michael Jackson. off the table.
Well, yeah, when he was singing about himself. Then every day a little dick. That was so funny. To people who know musicals, they would laugh.
They probably are. Maybe they're in level 13.
Level 13.
We're supposed to do a three-way with Burns.
I would love to do that.
With J. Adam Burns.
I love Adam Burns. He's a precious, precious man. I love him. You know, he says because.
It's
that's, and I don't want him. I've got him so freaked out about likes now that the poor man stumbles all over himself. At least in your pre-show when I'm listening to you. Yes. What's so sad? This is what's very sad about when you do that show.
Yes.
It's Friday night, mm-hmm. which means I can't sit there and listen to it because mm-hmm. I need to be with my husband on Friday nights.
Yes.
And I can get in some of the pre-show because he'll still be working or he'll do something. And so I can listen to the pre-show, but I usually have to leave then and then catch it, you know, on the rebound.
Yeah.
But I was listening to your last pre-show on Mix Minus.
You mean on Love 13? Who knew?
Mix Minus. And the poor man was saying, oh, I said, like, oh, God, like, if Vera's listening, I know, because he's there. There's Vera. Look, in the chat room. Oh, God. Oh, I hate that. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I've tormented your soul, Adam, but I'll tell you something. You will be a better orator being aware of vocal tics and vocal crutches.
I would agree.
A better, more enjoyable.
Tell you, I'm sending you a bell for Christmas.
I know.
Then you don't have to give me the.
I want a bell for Christmas.
Then you don't have to give me that disapproving look when I say, like, you can just ding, ding.
I wish I had a soundboard.
Oh, I see. What you're angling for me to send you a soundboard for Christmas.
I wish. I have an incredible, wonderful, expensive mixer that sits on a shelf.
Like an elf?
Like a judgmental elf on the shelf that I have not hooked up. This is going because you, once again, you save my ass, Daniel. Constantly you save my ass. You got me to buy this little doohickey, which I would never have known existed, which allows my microphone, which
yes,
is a
USB.
What do they call that cable?
XLR.
It allows that XLR.
Yes.
It allows that to become a yes. USB, so yes. I can plug it directly into my computer hole.
I know.
And then magically, my special microphone, which I spent lots of money on, goes right into my thing there, into my hole.
Your hole. Why did you buy a mixer?
I thought that my Pro Tools, which was my professional situation and still is over there, I thought it was going belly up. And I panicked a little bit, thinking that I would need to utilize my computer to do my auditions and occasionally jobs from them.
Right.
So I bought it. It's probably because it was at least 2 years ago, maybe three. It's probably antiquated at this point, but it's never been used. It's beautiful.
Mixer technology doesn't evolve that quickly.
It's got all the EQ knobs. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do with the EQ knobs or where to put them or how to put them.
So, you know, our friend Donna Sugars was asking me.
Another sweet, sweet human being.
Yes, she was asking me for mixer advice the other day. And I, of course, did what I do to everybody, which is like the Rode Procaster, period. Rode Procaster is the most amazing mixer you should get. If you do podcasting, the Rode Procaster, you should get that. Just do it.
Except and it costs $9,000.
It does not. It costs $600, but it is digital recorder.
I told you were rich.
It is a digital recorder and a soundboard, and it automatically mix minuses its channels, and it has 4-channel headphone amp in it, and it's a lot of things. And when you take it and break it out that way, $600 is actually quite a bargain for it, but that's not important.
What is important, Daniel?
She said, well, that's out of my price range. And I was like, well, why are you buying a new mixer? And she's like, well, mine is broken. And I said, you know, I have my old mixer sitting here. If you'll pay shipping, I'll send it to you. So I'm sending Donna my old mixer.
You are a generous man.
No, I'm not. I'm charging her shipping.
Oh, okay. In that case.
If I was generous, I'd be like, here, let me send it to you. I'm not.
I got nothing.
You could send her yours.
No, because I may need it one day.
Yeah, you might need it one day. Never know. Can't get rid of it. Are you a hoarder?
I am borderline. And I
feel like that, yeah.
Yes. I am not a hoarder in the sense that I won't keep a wrapper.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go down that path.
You don't keep magazines.
No. Yeah. Well, I had a collection of TV guides that I kept forever, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 boxes full of TV, because it was wonderful to look back 10 years down the line to look at it. Got rid of those. But I do have a collection of, is Freshmen still around? It's
no.
Naked Boy magazine no. called Freshmen.
No, none of those okay. magazines are.
No, well, I have for 3 years, Drew would give me a subscription on my birthday for Freshmen. That's how open-minded that sweet man was. So I have probably 3 or 4 years worth of Freshmen magazines in the garage in a drawer so that when we die, someone's going to open that drawer and go, oh, now we get it.
When I bought the house in Tampa, the last house that I had in Tampa, years ago, it was this older couple that lived there. They were renting. And when we bought it, they obviously moved out. And actually, I knew this before Robert. So when I bought it, they moved out. Anyway, the point is they moved out. And as I was going up into the attic.
Rafters.
The attic, which was over the garage. Mm-hmm. Well, I've already told you this story. Because it was in the rafters. Because it was, I mean, in the, you know, the attic was above the garage. And as I pulled the stairs down and went up into the garage, and I, you know, oh, look at all this space. And I started putting Christmas trees and stuff up there. And one day, my foot pushed on one of the boards and it slid. And underneath the board were gay porn VHS tapes and little vibrate, you know, the little bullet vibrators, like anal vibrator things,
yes.
Toys.
No, I don't. What?
Yeah.
I have no idea what those are.
What's that? Never heard of it before.
I don't understand.
So I'm like, oh my God, is this that old
and
guy?
And were they a straight married couple?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he having to hide from her?
I don't know, because they rented the house and it was hidden up there. So it could have been at any time. It was not like a recent VHS tape.
Well, let's hope that he didn't have a life where he had to hide that. That's just hideous.
It is.
And I'm making something very somber out of kind of a funny story.
What?
Well, I have
I did watch the videos and I did not use the vibrator.
Okay. That's good. That's important to know. I used to as...
Use the vibrator?
No.
Oh.
Well, I have.
Yes, but...
But I'm not going into that.
Not that one.
Not. I would, if it were the three of us, I would do it. I would tell Adam.
Okay.
I used to, I do this shit all the time. I leave Drew I love you notes and all the stuff that's sappy and ridiculous. And I draw on his, if he has a grapefruit out that he's going to eat, I'll draw a face on it and then say, I love you. And there's Sharpie. And I'll leave stuff. And when I, around the time.
Yes, you wrote it in foil once when I was staying there.
I don't remember that, but I don't doubt it. I leave him I love yous everywhere in every form you can imagine.
You made the little heart out of a piece of foil.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy I am.
Oh.
A lot of people put their finger down their throat and think that is so sickening, but that's my thing. That's my bent.
I have no.
Around the time that I was getting those Freshmen magazines,
yes.
We got inundated with advertisements for gay porn.
Yes.
Just tons of brochures that would come. Mm-hmm. I won't even go into the one time they accidentally, for whatever reason, sent it to my parents' house and my father found it and opened it up and what the fuck? And he doesn't say fuck because fuck was, you never said fuck. Dad
no,
never said
never,
fuck.
No.
I used to take these disgusting, and by disgusting, I mean very graphic images of sexual things and I would do like tape them or shove them all around the mirror in his office bathroom. So we went into the bathroom. There's all these pictures of, you know, naked stuff going on. And then I would take them down and are you just ignoring me?
No, I'm listening. I'm looking at Freshman to see if it's still published.
Well, what we have in our bathrooms are the very old style. Looks even like, though this is a relatively new house, 20 years old, 20 some years old, but yes. Relatively. In the bathroom mirrors are just huge, unframed, square mirrors that are held up with those little plastic, clear plastic pieces that has a screw in the middle in it, and then the lip of the plastic piece holds the huge glass mirror to the wall, meaning that it isn't masticed to the wall, it is screwed into the wall, and so things can slip behind it.
Yes.
Well, I was trying to retrieve all of this porn that I pinned all over and shoved, and one of the more graphic ones slipped behind the mirror, and it resides there still.
Today.
Now, fortunately, we are never going to sell this house while we're alive.
Right.
We're going to live in this house till we're both dead. My fear before that fact became clear was that someone's going to come in and hey, honey, for the kids' room, let's redecorate the bathroom. And they're going to take down the mirror. And the first thing they're going to see is this hideously disgusting, by that I mean excitingly erotic, all these guys squirting all over each other and up there and around there and using that. And that's what they're going to see but they won't see it. Whoever moves in after we're dead will see it, and then it won't matter.
What if it was a gay couple that moved in and one of them said, it's like, how dare you? And then they broke up because they thought.
Stop it. Just stop it. Can we try this? Can we try this one? I've never seen this before.
What is that?
If a gay couple moved into this house after Drew and I are dead, that would be an antique. They would find an antique, and it would probably be worth a bundle on eBay. I can't imagine maybe this should be a topic for the show. I cannot imagine what porn is going to become.
I feel like porn is so ubiquitous now that it has no value. Like you can go to chatterbait.com.
Yes.
It's just all those webcam.
That's where people masturbate.
Yeah. They just, all those webcam, and that's free, right? It's like you can go to Pornhub for free. You can go to PornMD for free. It's like there's
PornMD.
Yeah. I feel like there is so much.
Well, here is my point.
Yes.
It's not the ubiquitous nature of porn, which I completely agree. When I was growing up, I found a discarded picture from obviously a sex magazine of a very cute guy fucking a girl.
Yes.
That became a treasure to me because you couldn't find any of that shit anywhere,
right,
ever. You had to go to an adult bookstore and you had to go in with a trench coat on and buy it
now
surreptitiously.
Now you have to click on boxes while you're searching on the internet to keep it from showing up on your internet.
Yeah. So the ubiquitous nature, the ubiquitous nature of pornography, this is my point. What is it going to become next? Because it's got to be bigger than it is now. So when is feel around going to happen? When is the person going to be a whole? When the people that buy this house, when Drew and I are dead, is there going to be holographic people that you can rub? You know, who knows? Because every time technology advances, the porn industry advances.
Here's a nice little article. How to watch porn on your Oculus Rift.
What in God's good name is Oculus Rift? It sounds like a transformer.
Oculus Rift is a VR system.
So you're watching it. How to watch porn on your Oculus
Rift. Accessing porn on your Oculus Rift doesn't have to be a hassle.
God forbid you should have to really put out any effort to get off.
Porn for Oculus Rift is both easy to find and enjoy. Oh, you have to download the WhirlyGig viewer.
Oh, that's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Once you've acquired the you know, there's a whole section on Pornhub for VR?
No, I did not know that there is a whole section on Pornhub that is VR.
It's true.
Please don't share your screen. Please. I'm too old. I could have a heart attack.
I'm trying to say, yeah, here it is, virtual reality. So what they do is a lot of them are POV videos.
Yes.
And so you put on, you know, the helmet or the you know, and then it appears as though the person is doing something to you.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, this is horrible.
I hear the music and I'm already disturbed. They put that kind of music on cooking videos now. I swear to God. I'll pull up a cooking video on my... Oh, you're not Daniel.
No, I mean, there's no second. But see how you can look around?
This is just a refrigerator.
Yeah. No, he just called someone to come over. So now he's going to...
And it's the pizza man.
Oh, look, I'm opening the door.
Hi, I got your pizza and... I have ordered a lot of pizzas in my life.
Yeah, see?
And oh...
So then if you're wearing the helmet, then it looks like you're looking down at someone blowing you.
Well, that, you know, that's no difference than watching the guys that hold the cameras and do this.
I know. I'm just saying.
I get. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that, Daniel.
You're welcome.
It's a pity that we don't have...
Anyone can go to Pornhub and look at the virtual reality.
Oh, virtual reality. Okay.
All right. I got to go cook. All right. It actually smells like Zach is cooking. We're having taco salad tonight.
You have taco salad quite often.
Wait. So the reason is that we shop on Mondays, grocery shop on Mondays.
Yes.
And lettuce just doesn't last very long. And so we tend to do taco salads very early in the week because we want to use up the lettuce. So that's why.
Makes sense.
And we're both keto, so we eat a lot of salad. So
you're dirty keto. You're not keto. You're dirty keto.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Whatever.
Keeping it real, Daniel. Keeping it real. Well, go have your evening. It's been an unbelievable pleasure once again. And yes. I'm looking forward to next week, our post-Thanksgiving special.
It is. I have to tell you this headline that I just caught out of the corner of mine eye. Mine eye has caught this headline out of the corner of it. The internet mocks Donald Trump after telling GOP to listen to Randy Quaid's election demand.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump was roundly mocked on social media Tuesday morning after he inexplicably began sharing days-old tweets from Randy Quaid, who called for a 2020 election do-over.
Uh-huh. Shitter's full.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
tell Troy I said hi.
And tell Zach the Lego Maniac I said hello.
Hello. Goodbye.